the supplication on Wednesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, who appointed the night to be a garment, and sleep for a rest, and day he appointed for a rising. To thee belongs praise, for thou roused me from my sleep. And hadst thou willed, thou wouldst have made it everlasting, an everlasting praise that will never be cut off, and whose number the creatures will never count. O Allah, to thee belongs praise, for thou created, then proportioned, and ordained, and decreed, and gave death, and bestowed life, and made sick, and healed, and made well, and afflicted, and sat upon the throne, and encompassed the kingdom. I supplicate thee with the supplication of one whose mediation is weak, whose stratagems have been cut off, whose term has drawn near, whose expectation from this world has shrunk, whose neediness for thy mercy has intensified, whose remorse for his neglect has become great, whose slips and stumbles have become many, and whose repentance is devoted sincerely to thy face. So bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and his household, the good, the pure. And provide me with the intercessions of Muhammad, Allah bless him and his household, and deprive me not of his companionship. Surely thou art the most merciful of the merciful. O Allah, decree for me on Wednesday four things. Induce me to be strong in obedience to thee, to be joyful in worshipping thee, to be desirous of thy reward, and to abstain from that which would make incumbent upon me thy painful punishment. Thou art gentle to whom thou wilt.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. I invite you to be with us, because today we're going to speak about the behavior and social interaction of a believer.
I pray to God, my heart, soul, and body, every single day of my life, with every breath, I solemnly promise to try to live my life for you. Oh Allah, you did revive my soul and shone your light into my heart. So please leave you, is now my only goal. Oh, I love you so, I love you so.
Today, Tuesday, is the 25th of Jamadil Awal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Azar, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of December, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Inshallah, we're going to learn more about verse 68 of the chapter Al-Furqan from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. والذين لا يدعون مع الله إلها آخر ولا يقتلون النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ولا يزنون ومن يفعل ذلك يلقى أثاما.
And those who do not invoke with Allah another deity or kill the soul which Allah has forbidden to be killed except by right, and do not commit unlawful sexual intercourse. And whoever should do that will meet a penalty.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In this verse, polytheism, murder, and adultery, which are of the greatest sins in narrations, are mentioned. Anyway, the sixth attributes of the true servants of the Beneficent, Allah, that is mentioned in the verse under discussion, is sincere monotheism, which is free from any polytheism and multi-worshipping. The light of monotheism has illuminated all of their heart and their personal social life, and the darkness and gloom of polytheism is no longer in the thought and soul of theirs.
My life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I when I have you? To doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know, amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights, shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you.
This week, during the series of this program, Today's Special, we have looked at the behavior and social interaction of a believer. We continue that. Some people claim that their character is simply what they are born with, and there is nothing they can do to change or adjust it. This is simply not true. Much of the driving force behind one's character has to do with what one believes about Allah, this life, the hereafter, and so on. Thus the Prophet said, piety and righteousness is being of good character. Piety is achievable, but it may take some effort. In fact, when the Messenger of Allah described the hypocrites, those of weak and false faith, he described them by their actions and behavior. Lying while speaking, breaking one's trust, and so on. Once again, the example par excellence for the behavior of a Muslim is found in the Prophet. By the grace and mercy of Allah, Allah sent the Prophet, a human being who was a husband, father, member of society, leader of society, and so forth, to exemplify for the believers who one should behave in a manner that is pleasing to Allah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The topic of our discussion today is about the code of conduct for a Muslim. There are many other features and, let's say, characteristics that are expected from the follower of the school of Ahlul Bayt, alayhim as-salam. to have, actually, some other codes of conduct that actually one expects the follower of the School of Ahlul Bayt to have. But depending on the time that we are here with you, I just want to refer to some of the most important ones. But that of asceticism and simple life that a Muslim is expected to have is that since the attachment to the world and its belongings hinders the achievements of true perfection, the good men of God always have asceticism, as zuhd, and contentment in their plans and in their lives, and their simple lives. Meaning that avoiding the worldly manifestations and not liking worldly manifestations and glamour. So it does not mean that a person, a Muslim, or let's say a person who is going to base his acts on the actions and the behavior of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi Muslim is going to be a secular person. No, it's not. Islam doesn't want us to be, to have a secular life and to be away from all worldly affairs. No, we are asked just to not to be attached to the worldly desires. So, a true follower of the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam have learned the beautiful character of asceticism and simple lives from those dear ones, that is, the infallible imams.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio. Today's special.
Let's learn about Muslim code of behavior. Patience. Yes, be patient. We start complaining without realizing how much we have been blessed with. Our tolerance level has decreased and we always want the best of everything. However, we must learn to be content with what we have. We should learn to be patient in times of difficulty and learn how to handle every situation calmly. Life isn't perfect, and it can't be perfect. There are good times and there are bad times. Despite being the most dearest to Allah, our beloved Prophet Muhammad had to face a lot of difficult times. It is important that we remain patient and always thank Allah in both situations. Dear brothers and sisters, you are listening to today's special from IRIB English Radio. And as you know, the topic of this episode is the behavior and social interaction of a believer. So because of that, we'll look at one of the important social behaviors, that is caring of others, orphans, and destitute in particular. Orphans deprived of tender, loving parental attention are entitled to the utmost care and consideration in Muslim society. The Prophet Muhammad declared that in paradise, those who have cared for orphans will remain in close proximity to him, the Prophet. He illustrated this by holding together two fingers of one hand to demonstrate that they would never find themselves further away from him than those two fingers. It is the duty of a guardian to employ the utmost diligence to safeguard the rights and property of orphans under her or his protection. Allah tells us in the Holy Quran, in chapter 4, verse 10, those who unjustly consume the property of orphans ingest the fire that will soon envelop them. With good deeds balanced against bad, we are led to understand that jealousy consumes good deeds in the same way that fire consumes wood. Thus, usurping the property of an orphan is described as ingesting fire rather than food.
This is the work of the shaitan who keeps telling me every single day, you are better than others because you come from this culture, from this country. This is racism. There is no country better than other countries. In the eyes of God, all the land is equal. No geographic area is favorable by God. God never said this geographic area is better because you are born in this geographic area, you are closer to me than that person who are born in that geographic area. When it comes to God, the whole universe is equal. Wherever you are born, you are number one in the eyes of God. You are His favorite servant if you have piety. Doesn't matter where you are born. It doesn't matter about the blood in your veins. God does not look at the blood in our veins. God never looks at the color of our skin. God does not judge us by our accents or language or culture. He doesn't. Racism is a disease. Many Muslims today, they embrace racism today. Because I'm coming from this country, I'm superior to others. Najad, my race is better than others because I am born on this land. This is a disease. We have to fight this disease. A day that I can rise above these differences. A day that I can see myself equal with others, not better than them. A day that I do not mention my father and my grandfather and my family and my race and my family tree and my color or my culture or my language. I don't see myself, I am above others because of these. That day I become a good Muslim, a true Muslim, a humble Muslim.
That was all from today's special. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Till then, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
Crazy, who you praying for? They told me there is nothing, who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were locked, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world. Cause I'm a believer. I'm a believer.
Food for thought.
Hello everyone, and let us ponder on a beautiful statement from the Commander of the Faithful, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, peace be upon him. Often your utterances and expressions of your face reveal the secrets of your hidden thoughts.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we are going to be looking at a very noble and important tradition. This tradition is about the abandonment of prayer and how it is tantamount and identical to disbelief. You know, we have a very beautiful verse in the Holy Quran which says, they will be in gardens questioning concerning the guilty. You know, the believers will be in heaven and they will ask the guilty, the mujrimeen, what drew you into hell? The guilty, they will answer, we were not amongst those who prayed. لَمْ نَكُوا مِنَ الْمُصَلِّينَ. Right, so prayer is the pillar of religion. It's the light of the heavens and the earth, right? And, you know, it's the foundation of our religion. You know, without prayer, you know, there's not much hope in somebody, you know, being saved and attaining salvation in the hereafter. And if our prayers are answered, you know, our prayers are accepted, our ritual prayers, then everything else will be accepted, all our other actions. In a very beautiful hadith, the Prophet said, it only takes for a Muslim to deliberately abandon the performance of the daily obligatory prayer or to not perform it out of carelessness for him to become an infidel. Neglecting the prayer, abandoning it, this leads to a state of infidelity and kufr. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked why the one who abandons the prayer is considered an infidel and not the fornicator, to which he replied, because the fornicator and other such sinners commit the sin out of a desire that overcomes him, whereas the one who abandons the prayer only does so because he does not take it seriously, deeming it insignificant. Right? But nobody leaves the prayer because he's overcome with a state of passion and lust for abandoning the prayer. No, he does so because he thinks it's unimportant, right? Right. Whereas a person who, you know, commits other sins such as fornication or something like, for example, stealing and these kind of things, you know, one might almost give him an excuse because he's, you know, he cannot control his passions at that time and, you know, he's overcome with them and, you know, almost as if he is in a state of inability to, you know, to fight against those passions. But this lack of prayer or abandoning prayer, no, it's not in this case. A person, you know, there's nothing preventing this person from praying except the fact that he's lazy, you know, or he doesn't think that the prayer is important. He knows the prayer is important, right? He's realized, he's aware of it, right? But he just can't get himself up to, you know, stand up and pray. That's why, you know, we have been prohibited from taking prayer lightly. We've been cautioned against this. Imam Bakr alayhi salam said, do not neglect your prayer, for verily the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, while he was on his deathbed, the one who takes his prayers lightly is not from me. Right? This is a very important hadith. You know, at the time of the deathbed of the Prophet, this is a time when somebody's about to die that he only mentions some very important things. The fact that the Prophet mentioned this at the time of his death indicates its significance in his eyes and in the eyes of religion and Allah. Right? So, taking the prayers lightly, istighfaf bisalat, right? This is a very grave matter and it should be avoided at all costs. It's very important to take it very seriously, the prayers. As far as our otherworldly here and felicity and sa'adat are concerned. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the abandoning of prayers in the words of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Until next time, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra بسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
فدعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم اللهم كل وليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا وعينا حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلة اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
Respected brothers and sisters, dear listeners, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem, a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. I really welcome you all. Here again, we have some of the students of Sevier International School. And I want to say hello and Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, brothers. How are you? Hassan, how are you?
Fine, sir.
Fine, inshallah. Okay, great. Fawad Haider?
Fine, sir. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, thank you. Ali Nasir?
Alaikum assalam. Alhamdulillah, how are you, sir?
Okay, that's great. Alhamdulillah. And Hussein Ruhullah?
Alhamdulillah, sir.
Okay, alhamdulillah, everyone is here fine. And we hope, inshallah, our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now on IRIB English Radio, I hope, inshallah, you are well and fine. So, brothers, today, inshallah, the same as our previous sessions, we'll have some of the verses of Surah Al-Baqarah. Inshallah, we'll have a short explanation about them and then the Tajweed rules, okay? So, today, ayah or verse number 156, and 157, inshallah, we'll have them, okay? From Surah Al-Baqarah, page 24, I really want our brothers and sisters who are listening to us right now, please hold your Quran, turn to page 24, ayah 157 of Surah Al-Baqarah. So before we start, let's everyone listen to the recitation of this two verses.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون
Thank you so much. So please listen and repeat after me. Okay, guys?
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون
الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة
أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة
وأولئك هم المهتدون
وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ
أحسنتم ما شاء الله Thank you so much In the previous ayah, Allah Almighty said that we test you, yes? We test you with certain things like, for example, a measure of fear, hunger, a loss to your wealth, a loss to your lives, a loss to some of crops or fruits, products, okay? These things. So, Allah Almighty said, وَبَشِّرِ الصَّابِرِينَ Give good news to those who are patient.
So, in this ayah, Allah Almighty explains who are those who are patient. Okay? Hasan? Al-ladhina. Those who are patient in the tests. Okay? There are those who, إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُصِيبَةٌ, when an affliction, or for example, a sorrow, or a sadness, or an evil, for example, I'm saying this is my word, okay, visits them or touches them, okay, a challenge, a difficulty comes to them, okay, they say, indeed, قَالُوا, they say, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ, indeed, we belong to Allah Almighty, وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ, and to Him, do we indeed return. You might have heard this ayah, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Especially when someone dies, okay, people recite this ayah, yes? Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. Why do they recite this? They're trying to, for example, what? Give us this belief and give us this strong belief that, don't worry, you're from God. You're returning to God. You're not dead. You're not dead, okay? Understood? So, if it's very important, if someone wants to believe in these beliefs, okay, and these principles, okay, that when we die, we are not actually dead, okay, we're alive, it's very difficult to understand, but to accept. But if you want to accept this easily, you have to learn about what is the reality of death. What happens to someone when he dies? Do you know why people are afraid of death? Some of the people? Huh?
Yes, because they think their life will end.
Because they think the life ends after they die. In fact, it's not that way. Your life just starts. If you had lived a very good life, okay, in this world, okay, after death, the life just starts and it doesn't have any end. You go to eternity. Okay, so it's important to know the reality of death and what happens to someone who is dead. Okay, so I want you to refer to the tafsir, hadith, ayat of Quran Karim, inshallah, in the tafsir classes. Join please them, okay, inshallah, you will learn a lot about them. So guys, in the next ayah, Allah Almighty says, Ula'ika alayhim salawatum min rabbihim. Okay, it is they who receive the blessings of Allah Almighty. Those who are patient, yes. Those who say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un, no problem, Allah Almighty will fix it. Okay? وَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْمُهْتَدُونَ, and it is they who are the rightly guided people. Okay? Whenever, God forbid, any sorrow happens to you, okay, touches you, or anything difficulty you face, okay? God, I believe in you. You will never leave me alone, okay? So fix it, please, the way you want. It's very important to believe this way, okay? And it's difficult. But it can be easy if you ask Allah Almighty, okay? So say, قَالُوا إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. It's not only for a dead person, okay? To recite this ayah for, you can recite it anywhere, anytime. So guys, refer to the Tafsir book, inshallah, a hadith about the explanations, more explanation about these verses, okay? Inshallah, you'll learn a lot. وبغارح راء تألق يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ.
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق.
Guys, the very important part of our session, which is actually the Tajweed rules. Important rules are here. Let me mention them, inshallah. We'll practice. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون. Now let's practice with the Tajweed rules. الذين, you know that any word that has Hamzatul Wasl and Lam, okay, Al, okay, they are nouns, okay?
Yeah.
You have to start. If you start from them, you pronounce Hamzatul Wasl, and what harakat do you assign Hamzatul Wasl with?
Fatha.
Fatha. Al, Alhamdulillah, Ar-Rahman, that's it. If they happen in the middle of words, for example, what do you do? Between two words, for example?
Skip the Hamzatul
You skip Hamzatul Wasl. For example, if there was a waw before Alladhina, you would say?
Walladhina.
You skip Hamzatul Wasl. Alladhina, idha. Pronunciation of the letter Thal, Saad. Here, they are important. Hamza. Okay? And also Ayn. Alladhina, idha asabatum. The mad of the word idha. Is that wajib or mustahab? Mustahab no jais.
I think
wajib.
Jais.
Jais. It is jais. Huh?
Jais, yes, jais.
Yeah, because jais. The next hamza, which comes after idha, that's in the next word.
Yes.
It's not in the same word. So it's jais. So you can skip this mad or you can even stretch it for six counts. Asabatum. There is a baby alif, a dagger alif on the top of sad. Make sure you prolong it. Asabatum. Not asabatum, no. Asabatum. Hum, mim sakin plus mim. Fawad knows this well.
Mislain.
Ah, idgham mislain, no. Mithlain. Pronunciation of the letter. Yeah. Make sure. Mithlain, okay? So idgham mithlain. Three rules were there for the mim sakin. One of them was idgham mithlain, if there is a meme after meme sakin. And the other one was ikhfa, when there is a ba after the letter meme sakin. And the rest of the letters...
Izhar.
Actually, not izhar. Izhar.
Izhar.
Yes. So, now, meme sakin plus meme, idgham
mithlain.
Asabatuhum... Nasal sound. Two counts. Musibatun, tanween, and plus qaf. Qaf is from the rest of the letters. Tanween plus qaf.
Ikhfa.
Ikhfa, bad. In a way that your listener kind of understands that the letter qaf comes there. Musibatun qalu. Right?
Yes.
Yeah. And idgham with, ikhfa with a nasal sound also. Musibatun qalu. Inna qalu. There is a mad. Mad is not wajib because inna. Hamza is in the next word.
Yes.
Inna lillahi. Pronunciation of the letter lam in the word Allah. Lightly. Lillahi. Why? Because the first lam, which is not a part of the word Allah, so that has a kasra. Lillahi. Li Allah, here it is. Lillahi, okay? So, that's a kasra, so try to produce a light sound. Wa-inna, mad is not again wajib, because hamza in the next word is not in this word. They are in separate words. Inna ilayhi raji'un. When you stop here, change the fatha of noon to sukun, and produce a long vowel sound. Ula'ika, this is mad wajib. Six counts. Ula'ika alayhim salawatun plus mim. Join them. Salawatum.
Idgham.
Mir rabbihim. Idgham. Again. Join them. Wa rahmah. If you stop, tanween will be changed to sukoon. And salah says it is?
Better to continue.
Better to continue. Wasl is better. Salah, the sign of stopping. Wa ulaika humul muhtadun. So guys, listen once, I will recite. الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العلي العظيم. So, brothers and sisters, thank you so much for being with us, and thanks for listening to us in IRIB English Radio. Inshallah, we'll be here with you every day. Stay with us, please. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. Thanks to Sevier International Schools for cooperations. And if you have any questions, guys, no? See you, inshallah, in the coming sessions. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammad wa alihi at-tahirin.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program, The Ocean of Dua. In this edition of the program, we'll have a glance at Kumail's supplication and we'll discuss a commentary on that. We'll be back in a few seconds, so stay tuned.
لكنك تقدست أسماءك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين.
Dear listeners, we have reached this excerpt of the Divine Kumail supplication. لكنك تقدست أسماؤك أقسمت أن تملأها من الكافرين من الجنة والناس أجمعين. But you, holy are your names, have sworn that you will fill it with the unbelievers, both jinn and men, وأن تخلد فيها المعاندين, and you will place those who stubbornly resist therein forever. وأن تجل ثناؤك قلت مبتدئا وتطولت بالإنعام متكرما. And you, majestic is your eulogy, said through kindness as a favor. What? أفمن كان مؤمنا كمن كان فاسقا؟ لا يستوون. Is he who has been a believer like him who has been ungodly? They are not equal. As we said about this part of the supplication, none of the prophets and the imams and those favorite servants of the Almighty Allah are expecting Allah to treat them with chastisement. The Almighty, who has called himself in the Holy Quran as the most merciful of the merciful, is not expected to chastise those who truly believe. So the chastisement of hereafter is not related to the believers at all. That is why at the end of the part that we try to discuss, it is said, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِقًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Of course, these two groups are totally different. They have different endings. Now, about the difference that فاسق has in his heart, it has to be mentioned that the soul, or qalb, is a very important device. I mean, it receives from Allah, and it tries to somehow give something out after receiving it. Now, what happens to some fasiqeen? that they lose this feature of connecting to Allah. What happens if a qalb, if nafs, if the heart, somehow speaking, it is devoid of all its value, it will no longer be of any benefit. It would be lifeless. But if the soul receives from Allah that guidance, that light, that spiritual insight, it gives out this guidance to the man who is the owner of that qalb. So it is helped. He is helped in his movements, in his speech, in his actions and relations. Let us contemplate on the different verses of the Holy Quran to understand this important role of soul from this perspective, that what is happening to the qalb of the fasiq and what is the role of soul in receiving guidance from Allah and giving it out. Stay with us and we'll try to have a look at some different verses of the Holy Quran after a short break.
Had you not decreed your enemies to remain in hell, you would have made hell cool and peaceful, and there would never have been an abode or place for anyone in it. But sanctified be your name, you have sworn to fill hell with the disbelievers from amongst the jinns and mankind together, and to place forever your enemies therein. And you, exalted be your praises, have made manifest out of your generosity and kindness that a believer is not like he who is a non-believer.
Paradise, oh what a feeling, paradise. Thank you Allah that we're here, feeling so good about all the things that we went through, knowing that God is pleased with us too. It's not a dream, this is so true, feeling the peace all around, seeing things we can never imagine, hearing the sound of rivers flow, and we know we'll be here forever. The feeling is indescribable, knowing that this is our reward.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, in one verse of the Holy Quran, in chapter Furqan, we read, the faithless say, وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا, why has not the Quran been sent down to him all at once? لَوْلَا نُزِّلَ عَلَيْهِ الْقُرْآنَ جُمْلَةً وَاحِدَةً. So it is, so that we may strengthen your heart with it. كَذَلِكَ لِنُثَبِّتَ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ وَرْتَلْنَاهُ تَرْتِيلًا. And that is why we recited it to you in a measured tone. The Quran descends on the heart at once and sometimes in parts. It strengthens the heart. The heart acquires it from the divine light and guidance. The Holy Quran elsewhere says, this is an explanation for mankind and a guidance and advice for the God-wary. The Holy Quran says in the 23rd verse of chapter Zumar, Allah نزل أحسن الحديث كتابا متشابها مثانية تقشعر منه جلود الذين يخشون ربهم. Allah has sent down the best of discourses as a scripture composed of similar motifs, whereat quiver the skins of those who fear their Lord. ثُمَّ تَلِينُ جُلُودُهُمْ وَقُلُوبُهُمْ إِلَىٰ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. Then their skins and hearts soften to Allah's remembrance. Now, have a look at this verse. According to this one, The heart receives the Holy Quran, that which humbles, that somehow softens it. And the heart interacts with the guidance of Allah and His light, which He has sent to His servants. Because the Holy Quran indeed is a guidance from Allah. And it is His proof, it is His light to the creatures to help them reach true salvation. That is why one aspect of the difference between mu'min and fasiq is that mu'min is able to receive this light from Almighty Allah. Thank you for staying with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you through half my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Movement.
Speed.
Live in hope.
Toward the peak.
On Youth Station.
I am a Muslim. Islam my deen. Allah my Lord. His word Quran. Muhammad Prophet. Praise be upon. I am Muslim for all of time.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Dear listeners, brothers and sisters from all around the world, I hope you're all doing well. This is IRIB English Radio and you are listening to your station. Assalamu alaikum, my dear brother.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. How are you, Sister Vita?
Thank you very much. I'm doing well. And how are you doing?
Not bad. It's a pleasure to have
Thank
you back
God.
Again here.
So today, as you know, we're going to go through a controversial topic like developing and development, you know, trying. I want to ask you a question. Have you ever tried your best for the sake of your own country or whatever for, I don't know, developing science, developing ethical domain and so on?
Mm-hmm. Well, with regards to my patriotism to my country, that's a mystery. I think it should stay a mystery.
No,
but to be honest, here. I'm more patriotic to my religion than I am to my country, rather. The reason is because I see religion as not necessarily a ritual, but rather a bigger ideology that is adopted not by one country, not by two, but a number of countries. And wherever I go, I find myself in an Islamic country or a Muslim majority country. I normally feel comfortable than I go to a country that doesn't have, that doesn't necessarily have that vibe, Islamic vibe in it. And that is because of my beliefs. And that's why when I see a developed Muslim country, a country that can stand in front